I'm Bill Radke. I can remember way back when elementary students would go out to recess multiple times a day. Today, in Seattle, the amount of recess young children get can vary dramatically from school to school, from an hour a day to just 15 minutes. But a KUOW investigation has found that the average amount of time Seattle students get for recess has been steadily declining over the past few years. Our education reporter, Ann Dornfeld, has the second installment of our series on recess and PE in Seattle area schools.
At most Seattle schools, building-wide schedules determine when kids go out for recess. But at West Seattle Elementary School, there is no school recess schedule. Instead, teachers decide when to take their students out to play. Principal Vicky Sacco says she made that change when she became principal 4 years ago.
When I took over West Seattle Elementary, it had been identified as a failing school. And when I started to investigate where some of the problems were arising, you know, we were starting out, I did some research and recognized that a lot of the issues with behavior, starting there, happened at recess.
Sacco says too many fights started on the playground. So instead of having big grade-level recesses monitored by instructional assistants, Sacco told her teachers that from now on, they would take their own students out. She also warned them not to let kids play too long, no more than 15 or 20 minutes at a time.
Really, any longer than that, you start to have behavior problems. Kids get involved in a game, somebody hits somebody too hard with a ball, they get angry. So it really minimizes the behaviors. Kids seem happier, and I just think it's better for the instructional day.
Many principals report keeping recess to a minimum to avoid discipline problems, especially at schools with a lot of low-income students. At West Seattle, Sacco says because recess is up to teachers, she can only estimate how much time students get.
I would say the average for our third through fifth graders is probably about 15 to 20 minutes a day. And our kindergartners and even first graders often might go out twice, but just for shorter blocks of time.
That puts West Seattle toward the bottom of the list citywide for the amount of recess young students receive. But many schools offer even less. When KUOW started tracking recess time 4 years ago, we found only one Seattle school that reported average recess times of 20 minutes a day or less. Today, 11 schools offer that little recess. What hasn't changed since 2010 is that those schools with the least recess tend to have the most low-income students and students of color.
Actually, I haven't been aware of the trend in data, but I could realize that it's true.
Lori Dunn is the physical education program manager for Seattle Public Schools. She says issues of equity are longstanding in the district, like determining how much recess students receive.
It's not okay to go to one end of our system and see not the same thing being offered at the other end of our system.
Dunn says the district is working to improve equity issues, but she says there are no plans to require that schools provide a minimum amount of recess. There are no state or federal laws protecting recess time either. And there's no solid recent data on how much time students get for recess across Washington or the U.S. But group health pediatrician and childhood obesity researcher Paola Lozano says there is a known nationwide disparity in the amount of recess and PE disadvantaged students receive.
Those students are the ones who we also know have higher rates of obesity and for whom academic achievement in school is even more important. So we're doing this backwards.
Lozano says low-income students are less likely to have opportunities for exercise after school, like organized sports or a backyard.
I also think a lot about the social skills that come with recess. I asked my older daughter today, who's now in college, what she remembers about recess, and she said, it's where I learned how to stand up for myself. Playing imaginary games in the treehouse or under the jungle gym, a lot of negotiation goes on there in the elementary age kids.
If that negotiation often goes awry and fights break out, Lozano says that's still no reason to cut back on recess.
Well, if that was happening in math class, would we stop math class? I don't think so. If there are problems with kids fighting at recess, that's where I want to go. I want to go there and say, why are these kids fighting? Why is this a repeated problem? Which kids is it? And what do they need? What are they frustrated about? let's deal with that.
Back at Wesiel Elementary, kindergarten teacher Amanda Poe says her students often get about 30 minutes of recess a day, compared to twice that amount at the school where she started teaching. Poe sees recess as much more than free time. She says it's an important learning tool.
Some of the research that I've read lately about it is saying that if there's something that you want kids to be able to concentrate on a lot or really focus in on, take them out to recess before you get to it, that they'll be more ready. And so I'm trying to employ that a little more. I'm having good results from that in my classroom.
Poe is concerned that recess cutbacks to prevent fights are taking away the main part of the day where her kindergartners learn how to resolve conflict.
How are they going to be able to deal with that as adults? What adult doesn't have conflict in their day? And I worry about that with this generation of students.
Poe says recess is a healthy habit that kids crave.
They always want to go to recess. That's the biggest reward in the world to them. I could offer them candy or going outside, and they'd want to go outside every time.
I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News. Go, 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 go.